Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph says that HaMevater Al Divrei HaNavi, someone who is Mevater, who disregards the words of the Navi, is one of the three people who Archayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. The Mishnah said that Kovish Nevuasoi, if a Navi himself doesn't say over his Nevuah that Hashem said, or if it's Mevatar Al-Divri Navi, someone disregards the Navi's words. The Navi Sha'avar Al-Divri Atzmei, if a Navi doesn't listen to what he himself commanded. So these three people are Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. What is the definition of HaMevatar Al-Divri Navi? Says Rashi, Mevatar Al-Divri Navi HaMafkirom, someone who makes the words of the Navi hefker. What does that mean? Shaloi choshash l'ma sha'amra lo ha'navi. He's not choshash, he doesn't care for the words that the Navi says. That's how Rashi explains ha'mevater. Zok de minchas chinuch, in mitzvah tof kuf tezayin, it's clear from Rashi that Rashi holds that if somebody heard what the Navi said, the Navi came to him and told him to do a specific task, and he didn't end up doing it, but the reason he didn't end up doing it was not necessarily because he doesn't believe the Navi or he doesn't take the Navi's words seriously. That would not be a fulfillment of HaMevater Al Divrei HaNavi. Mevater Al Divrei HaNavi, according to Rashi, means only someone who does not fulfill the words of the Navi because he doesn't believe him. He doesn't take him seriously. He doesn't take it seriously, and that shows that he either doesn't think that the person is a real Navi or that Hashem truly said this. So in such a situation, that is the case where a person becomes Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. But just because somebody is over Al Divrei Navi, somebody does not listen to the words of the Navi, that's not necessarily enough grounds for this person to be Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. Says Menches Chinuch that we could bring a proof to the Shita's Rashi, proof to these words of Rashi. How? Because Menches Chinuch says, we know the famous story that Shmuel HaNavi commanded Shaul to go wipe out Amalek. And Shaul went, and he did not completely wipe out Amalek. He left Agag alive. Shmuel commanded Shaul to kill all the animals. And Shaul left. He didn't actually go kill all the animals. And because of that, the Pasuk says that Shmuel came to Shaul and told him that he was punished. What was the punishment? That he is going to be removed from his malchus. He's not going to be the melech anymore. And instead, Shmuel went and appointed David to be the melech. In fact, Menches Chinuch asks that l'chayro, what avera did Shaul do? What was that avera? That avera was over here that he was mevater al divrei Navi. He didn't listen. The Navi Shmuel told him to do something and he didn't do it. So if that was his avera, so the Mishnah says clearly that punishment for such an avera is that he gets misa bidei shemayim. So why do we say by Shaul that the punishment for Shaul was that his melucha, the malchus, was taken away from him? L'chayro, why does he deserve this punishment? If he's the Chai Misa Bidei Shemayim, so let him get Misa Bidei Shemayim. And why would he deserve a different punishment? If he's anyways getting Misa Bidei Shemayim, so why does he need an extra punishment of having the Malchus being taken away from him. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be that you see from here that Shaul was not over this Isser, he wasn't chayiv because of Mevater al Divrei Hanavi. Because according to Rashi, Mevater al Divrei Hanavi is only somebody who doesn't fulfill the words of the Navi because he doesn't care. He doesn't take the Navi seriously. Clearly in the case of Shaul, with Shmuel, Shaul went ahead and he went to fight against Amalek because he was fulfilling the tzivui of the Navi. He just didn't fulfill it completely for whatever reasons that he had on his own. He came up with other reasons why he felt that it wasn't necessary to finish the job. However, so he is not concerned with Mevater al Divrei Hanavi because he was choshish for the words of the Navi. So therefore, it says in Minchas Chinuch, that's why the punishment for Shaul was not that he was chayiv misa de shemayim, because he wasn't over on Mevater al Divrei Hanavi, and instead he was punished in a different way. This is all true according to the way that Rashi explains our Mishnah. However, the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah Perek Tes, and also when he brings it down in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the mitzvah that is the mitzvah to listen to the Navi, the Rambam in both places changes the words of the Mishnah. Instead of bringing down the cases HaMevater al Divrei HaNavi, the Rambam says that the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim is for someone who is over al Divrei HaNavi, somebody who is over and he does not listen to the words of the Navi. So it would appear from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam will hold that somebody could become Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim even if he doesn't listen to the words of the Navi for whatever reason. It doesn't have to be that he doesn't listen to the words of the Navi because he's not choshish and he doesn't believe the Navi, he doesn't care for the words of the Navi. You see from here that the Rambam holds that any person who is over al Divrei HaNavi, for whatever reason, if he disregards and he doesn't listen to the words of the Navi, he doesn't fulfill the commandment of the Navi, he will be chayiv misa. According to this Rambam, so now we have a kasha from Shaul. The Minchas Chinuch whole raya from Shaul, that Shaul was not chayiv misa, and instead Shaul was punished with a different punishment. So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to prove from there that Mevater al Divrei Navi means somebody who's not choshish at all for the words of the Navi, like Rashi. But according to the Rambam, that's not the pshat. And any over al Divrei Navi is chayiv misa shemayim. So why was Shaul punished with a different punishment? So the Sefer Avodas HaMelech in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah Perek Tes Halacha Beis says that the kasha doesn't start. He says that there's no kasha from Shaul, because even if we say that there's an iser for somebody to be over al Divrei Navi, like the Rambam says, but this iser is no worse then all these suri Torah, all of these surim in the Torah, when the Torah says somebody doesn't have Avera, he gets a punishment, he gets Malkus, or he's Chayiv Misa, or in cases where he's Chayiv Kurz, he's Chayiv Misa Deishamayim. Obviously the only time where he becomes Chayiv in these punishments is only if he's over the Avera B'mezit. If it was deliberate. If the Avera was not B'mezit, if the Avera was B'shegig, so we know, none of these punishments apply when somebody's over B'shegig. Some certain Avera is B'shegig, that you have to bring Karbonis. But we don't say that we give a person a Einish Misa, we don't punish him by killing him, or a Kares, or giving him Malkus just because he's over an Avera B'shegig. Therefore, it says, Avodas HaMelech, we can say that by Shaul went ahead and he thought he was Mikayim the Tzivui Hashem, the Tzivui of the Navi. He thought that he was doing what Shmuel told him to do. It turned out that he made a mistake. So if he made a mistake and he didn't end up doing what the Navi told him to do, that's only a Shegig. This that we say that Avera Al-Divrei HaNavi will be Chayim Misinei Shemayim is only true if the Avera was done, the Avera Al-Divrei HaNavi was done the Mezit. But since Shaul was considered a Shegig, so therefore there's no question that the Shaul would not become Chayiv in the Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim because of Avera Al-Divrei HaNavi. However, because of the severity of the Isters, even though it was a Shegig, so Shaul was punished differently. And instead of punishing him with Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim, that's why his punishment was that he received, that his punishment was that the Malchus was taken away from him. If we come to the machloikis over here between Rashi and the Rambam about whether the chiyuv misa over here, the is, the aveir over here, is simply not to listen to the words of the Navi for whatever reason, or according to Rashi, the iser is only when somebody doesn't listen to the words of the Navi deliberately because he doesn't take the Navi seriously. So we can possibly explain the machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam based on a different machloikis rishayim. Tosfos over here on the Peites Amid Beis says that this halacha, that when a Navi commands you to do something, you have a mitzvah and you have an obligation to listen to the Navi, Tosfos over here proves that this halacha is true even when the Navi does not command you to do something b'shem Hashem. Even if he says, Tosfos proves that the case of, the Gemara says, the case of Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu came and commanded Klal Yisrael to build a bama and be makriv karbonis on Har HaKarmel. Although the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and the halacha is that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you're not allowed to bring karbonis on a bama outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Eliyahu was in effect commanding Klal Yisrael to do something that the Torah asks. So yet nevertheless, the Gemara says that you have a chiyuv, obligation to listen to a Navi when the Navi commands you to be over al divrei Torah l'fisha v'tayru asha. The Gemara says that there is a obligation to listen to the Navi. Tosfos proves that when Eliyahu commanded in Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu never came and said that Hashem commanded me to be makriv b'chutz. Tosfos says that the Gemara says over here that it was l'migdur milsa. The Gemara, and here in the Gemara in Yavama says that when Eliyahu was makir b'chutz, it was the migdur milsa. He was doing it to prove a point, to prove that the Hashem is true, and the Nevi'ei Habal are sheker; they were liars. So Tosfos says that doesn't mean that Eliyahu was commanded by Hashem, and Eliyahu told Klal Yisrael that he was commanded by Hashem. It means that Eliyahu said that bringing these karbonis will be able to disprove the Nevi Habal, because Eliyahu will be able to bring down a fire from Shemaim, and the Nevi Habal, the Nevi Avodah Zarah, will not be able to bring down a fire from Shemaim. And that will prove that the Nevi Habal are liars. They are, what they say is sheker. So because of that, Eliyahu and Avi felt there was enough of a reason to be over and do go telling the Kenegah the Torah, the Torah HaYiru HaShoa. So the Taisa says clearly that the Navi, when he comes and commands to do something HaYiru HaShoa, it's not necessary for the Navi to say that Hashem commanded me to do this. Even if the truth is that he made it up on his own, still there is a special mitzvah to listen to the Navi, even if he commands you to do something on his own that he was not necessarily commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah Perek Tes Halacha Gimel is Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says over there, in that halacha, he says that if Ilu Sholos Eliyahu, if we would go ask Eliyahu at the time, and we would ask him, we would say, how on earth could you go and be makriv the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? It's Osir. The Torah says you're not allowed to be makriv. So the Rambam says, Eliyahu Hanavi would have answered, true, I'm not coming to say, I'm not arguing on the Torah. I agree that you're not allowed to be makriv karbonis. Avol, however, ani akriv hayoyim b'chutz. Today, I'm going to be makriv outside of Islam. Mingdosh b'dvar Hashem, where the words of Hashem, k'dei l'hachish Nevi Habal, to disprove the Nevi Habal. Says Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam adds the words b'dvar Hashem. The Rambam says that Eliyahu would say I'm going to be makriv based on the words of Hashem. That means that Eliyahu Hanavi is saying that Hashem commanded me to go be makriv b'chutz. So you see clearly from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't say that Eliyahu Hanavi commanded to be makriv a karbon b'chutz on his own. When Eliyahu Hanavi said, and he came and said, do I roa shah to do something against the Torah, he has to come and say that Hashem commanded me to do that. But if a Navi commands you to do something, and he doesn't say it's b'shem Hashem, and it's something that the Navi is commanding on his own, here, the opinion of the Rambam is not like Tosfos, and the Rambam would hold there is no mitzvah to listen to the Navi. So what comes out from this machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos is that we have a fundamental machloikis, we have a fundamental issue. What is the mitzvah to listen to a Navi? Is the mitzvah to listen to a Navi a mitzvah to listen to the words of the Navi himself? Once this person has a status of a Navi, so then there's a mitzvah to listen to him whether his commandments are b'shem Hashem or whether it's not b'shem Hashem, like the opinion of Tosfos. Or do we say like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is not necessarily to listen to the Navi? The Torah is saying that there's really a mitzvah to listen to the words of Hashem. But we believe the Navi, that the Navi, when the Navi comes and says that this is what Hashem said, we believe him that that's what Hashem said. So that based upon this, we can say the shita of the Rambam is that the mitzvah to listen to a Navi is not really to listen to the Navi. The mitzvah is that we believe the Navi and we listen to Hashem. Therefore, the Rambam says that if the mitzvah is that you're mechuyev to believe the Navi and listen, to Hashem, so now if somebody doesn't end up doing what he's supposed to do, that means he's automatically not listening to Hashem. So the Aveira is just like any other Aveira in the Torah. The Torah said you're supposed to do something, and you went ahead and you didn't do it, or the Torah said not to do something, and he went ahead and he did it. So that's called an Aveira. Doesn't make a difference what his rationale is when he did the Aveira, provided that he's not a Shayi. If he's amazed, then he's going to get punished. So there's no difference between this mitzvah and any other mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam says that the way a person is chayiv misa when he's over this mitzvah and he's done listening to the Navi is any time he doesn't listen, and no matter what the reason is why he doesn't do it, whether it's because he believes the Navi or not. However, Rashi holds like Tosfos. Rashi holds that the mitzvah is to believe in the Navi. The mitzvah is to listen to the commands of the Navi. So the mitzvah is to believe in the commands of the Navi. That means we're believing that there is a difference between a regular person and a Navi. There is a certain advantage. There's a different level. The Navi is a different level than a regular person. So if that is the mitzvah, to believe and understand that the Navi is on a different madrega and is on a different level than everybody else, so then the Aveira is somebody who's mevater al divrei Navi, somebody who does not consider the Navi any, he's not special, he doesn't consider the Navi any special or different than anybody else. So that way, the only way to be over the Aveira is somebody who doesn't listen to the Navi, not because for some other reason, only when he doesn't listen to the Navi because he doesn't take the Navi seriously. That's why Rashi says that the only time he's chayiv misa is when he's mevater al divrei Navi and is not choshish for the words of the Navi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.